This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The numbers are in for the Super Bowl. Nielsen says the game and all the trappings reached an average of nearly 112 million people last night. That's a lot, but down, actually, just a hair from the past couple of years. Here's the telltale line item, though. I love this one. 115.5 million people, that is more, were watching during the half hour from 8:30 to 9 East Coast time, or, in other words, during the halftime show. And you know what? They weren't there for Coldplay, man. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains how this weekend was just the latest example of the business of Beyoncé.
Here's the timeline. Saturday, Beyoncé releases a new song, Free, exclusively on her husband Jay-Z's streaming service, Tidal. On Sunday, she performs said single at the Super Bowl and announces a world tour. David Bakula is a VP at Nielsen Music.
The ability to just say, hey, you know what? 36 hours ago, you had no idea what was coming. And now look at this. By the way, here's the song. By the way, here's the tour.
Longtime music exec Johnny Walker says this is just the latest example of Beyoncé's skill as a marketer.
She's able to sell not only music, but, you know, she can sell cosmetics. She sells soda. She sells whatever. And I think she also understands that she is the product.
Walker says Beyoncé knows her core demographic and gives them exactly what they want. And her superstar power allows her to tightly control her messaging.
Okay, ladies, now let's get information. Cool to me, you got some coordination.
In a social media age, she can keep new songs, even entire albums, secret until they are deployed for maximum effect. Sirona Elton is chair of the Music, Media, and Industry Department at the University of Miami. She says no one wants to cross the queen bee.
Not only would you be looking at some legal troubles, but your reputation would be seriously damaged and absolutely could affect the rest of your career.
Which probably wouldn't be as long as Beyoncé's. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.